Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so what was the last thing that you heard from my end?
Well, it was honestly going in and out as I was trying to get into my place. You were just going over what the agent had already mentioned before.
Exactly. So, yeah. Initially, I asked the account manager if he explained things very much clear, right? And I'm aware that you are aware of the consequences and everything if we don't resolve this issue. However, so I would like to hear your story.
What I'm aware of is the fact that we're literally 3 days out from a date that I gave you guys 8 days ago, and now you're, every day I'm getting a call that there's a problem and you need more money. That's what I'm aware of. That's why I'm frustrated.
It's not like every day we are calling you and asking for money. Please don't say that, right? The thing is, we are facing a genuine issue here, which holds a significant amount
of... But this is why, before this other payment, I asked what you guys needed ahead of time. That's why I'm frustrated. And I asked if the standard would suffice, and I was told yes. Now you're calling me a day and a half later to tell me
standard,
it doesn't suffice.
I understand, Shanika. But the standard actually works every time. However, the institution security that you have is advanced, I would say. So it's basically not allowing the standard software to be integrated, right? And that's why initially I remember saying that I would prefer you go with the premium one, because that is that contains more plugins, have advanced techniques to resolve that. But however, you chose standard yourself. You tried doing the standard; it's not working out. It's as simple as that. And
I know you're saying I chose it myself, but I asked specifically if it would suffice, and I was told yes. So
because
I went based off somebody else's, that was a recommendation. I was told it would be fine. I understand why you're saying you thought it would be fine in comparison and you didn't know that my institution was going to be, I guess, this pressing about it. But we're at a standstill because I don't have anything else to give, like any more money to give. Even though it's refundable, you're asking me to pull from funds I don't have to be refunded. I don't have anything else. This is it.
We're
in the middle of the month.
I
don't have anything else.
See, I understand. You don't have money, first of all, okay? We're not asking for any money as you have imagined in your mind, right? Second thing, that's not my concern that if you have money or not. It's yours.
Okay.
Honestly, it's yours. We are a big company here, right?
I'm not saying it's for you guys.
If your institution comes up to us regarding any case, we are ready to fight that, right? We have
that.
A whole compliance department
that.
For that.
I understand that. Yes, of course. I understand that. I'm not yelling at you about that in any way. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I know what you're asking for, but I don't have anything else to give you for us to move to that other whatever the other platform is or whatever the other thing that you need to move forward in. I don't have it. I don't have anything to support that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it to frustrate you that someone's coming after you in any way. That's not what I'm saying in any way. I would hope that doesn't happen to either one of us.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to force that. And
don't worry about it. But here's the thing, Shanika. The thing is, I don't want to prolong this conversation, right? And because it's just not coming to a conclusion. You do understand this, right? Here's the thing. For you, the most, if you personally ask my decision, what would I do and what would be the best recommendation or a suggestion that I can give you is at this point, if you can arrange the funds for the software, you'll have to do that because that is how you'll be able to continue taking courses and will be forward with your academic schools and everything because you have everything planned out. But eventually, don't let this thing hurt your academics or don't let this thing hurt any part or in any way, you know, in your life, right? Whether that be academics or your corporate life, anything. Because eventually this leads to big consequences, academic misconducts, CHIA and all this stuff. Council is going to be there. And is this going to be a hassle for everybody? For you as an individual, it will be hard, okay? I do understand you're a student. But at this point, the only solution that we have that we can move forward is with a premium software. Eventually, that can work out and solve all these problems, okay? Whereas if you're concerned about the refund, it is my responsibility. You will have everything from our end as much as support we can. But if a final decision is going to be yours, so you have to let me know how would you like to proceed. If not, then I'll get you connected with the compliance. They will do their part of the job, and we can move forward like that. But I need an answer from you as of now.
Yeah, I would just I don't have the money, so I would have to. We will have to stop all of this, refund it the $4.99 for the other process, and you guys can be, I guess, paid for your work that you've done so far. I can use the first payment from that to pay you what you've done so far and then just get it refunded back. I think that's the only thing that I can do right now. I can't afford any more money to get to move forward.
Okay, sure, because my team, if anyhow my team is going to hurt, because this work you were doing, I'm an expert. I have another person who is doing the work, and account manager
okay.
you were talking to. It's a whole team
okay.
of 3 to 4
yeah,
members.
Of course.
We were handling your project. We were handling your courses. So here's the thing. If
okay.
anyhow we are compromised by any of this that is happening, or and
okay.
a company, or we get a compromise in the company for not doing something that we should have done, right? So that if that's the case in the future, we will take actions. I'll get you connected with the company compliance department, because we are a third party. Of course, we just take projects from the company and do the work. So I'll get you connected with a person from the compliance team of the company. And he
okay.
will be guiding you further how to close your order, about the refund, and everything will be handled by the compliance. Apart from that,
okay.
I think I was quite clear and professional and explained everything.
Yeah, I didn't say you weren't. Thank you.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll get you connected with the compliance. But you have to do one thing, that you'll need to download WhatsApp if that's possible.
Okay, what's that for?
Because WhatsApp is a messaging app. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I'm asking why. What's wrong with
because the compliance department, they reach out to clients through WhatsApp for all type of conversations, because it's the safest way
okay.
to do the conversation. Yes.
You.
Okay. So you'll need to set up a WhatsApp. As soon as you set up WhatsApp, just drop me a text. Then I'll get you connected with the compliance team from the company, and we can move forward like that.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Well, that sounds good. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too.